Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
All right. Hey, just tell us how it is getting prepared for your second trip to the playoffs in the NFL. I looked up to your 7 stats there.
How'd we do?
You won at Pittsburgh, 31-29.
First team ever to beat them twice in the same year.
Okay. And then
what we do after that?
Well, Smitty's setting the cover, too, against Tom Brady.
That's what I was thinking. It's what you play for. I mean, it's why you're doing it, to be still playing this time of year. And there's eight really good teams left in this tournament, and we're happy to be one and get our shot at it.
They have the three really big defensive linemen, especially the end. What kind of challenge is that?
Every week in the NFL, you got a new set of challenges, and Seattle's defense has their fair share of challenges for sure. They got the three of their four inside guys are large humans, and they're powerful humans. So we got to play with great technique, and we worked on that extensively last week, and I expect our guys will rise to the challenge.
How much of a blow do you think that is for them to lose Clemens?
Well, he's an excellent player. I mean, he's our leading sacker. I mean, imagine taking 11 and a half sacks out of any team in the NFL. The guy's a super player. It's a shame that his season had to come to an end like that. How much it'll affect our game is impossible for me to project, but that guy's a good football player.
It's your first year with him, but we talked about the season Sam Baker had, and maybe, in reviewing his tape from previous years, what the difference he might have seen.
Well, number one, Sam was healthy all year. I think if you talk to people that were here last year, I mean, one of the things that hurt Sam last year is he just couldn't ever quite get healthy, and he's been healthy. He's been healthy this whole year. He's had a great attitude. He's tried to do everything we've asked him, and we certainly wouldn't be where we're at without the way Sam's played.
How disruptive is a guy like Cam Chancellor? Seems like he plays pretty physical style of ball.
He does play physical. He's a big hitter. They have a physical defense overall, and he's definitely capable of delivering a big hit like he did in the 49ers game. I'm sure everybody saw that one. Again, at this time of year, every defense has one or two guys like that, and Seattle's no exception.
Coach, how's your sense of Matt being poised to go back into the playoffs and getting ready for Seattle?
Oh yeah, Matt's going to do fine. Matt's going to play just like he played all year. There's no reason to think otherwise. Matt is one of the most prepared guys, if not the most prepared guy on our team. And if you're prepared and you do your homework and you go out there and play and you trust your players, there's no reason you wouldn't expect to go out and play well.
The run game in the playoffs, you all are a little bit more Snelling lately, a little bit more Jacquizz. How are y'all going to approach that trio there in the backfield?
Yeah, well, that's something we're still working on, how that rotation is going to go for the week. We feel like we got three capable backs that all have different strengths and weaknesses, and we're going to see all three guys, Mike and Quiz and Jason, will all be used on Sunday.
When you're playing a physical defense like this, is it more suited to Mike Turner's game?
Well, when you're playing a physical defense, it's more suited to us being more physical as an offense, everybody. So Mike's definitely a part of that. But we gotta go out and be ready in the right mindset to play a physical football game, because that's how Seattle plays.
These guys are first in the league in scoring average.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
I don't have their red zone numbers in front of me, but they
fourth.
I think. Okay. Well, you're
fourth.
they're doing a great job on the short field, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing a good job in all phases of their defense. So, I might be in the minority, but I look at it as strength on strength. Heck, let's go. They got a good defense, and we have a good offense. And I know their team is running hot right now, and I know our guys are looking forward to the challenge.
How do you look at the wide receivers and cornerbacks? I know there'll be zones and so forth, but that looks like a good matchup too.
Yeah, it does. It does look like a good. I'm sure Roddy and Julio and Harry will be up to the challenge. But they, Sherman and Browner, Trufant, their nickel, all good corners in the NFL, and You know, Sherman's sitting there with 8 interceptions right now, which is outstanding. They play a physical style. I mean, they try to get up in your face. I know our guys, you know, they pride themselves on winning their one-on-one matchups, so that ought to be a really good battle within the game itself.
And those guys have 31 takeaways. You mentioned the Sherman's interceptions, but do you notice that these things kind of, for those of us that haven't, you know, studied the Seahawks at length, if these things come in bunches, or they kind of spread them out and getting things out of different coverages and press and that sort of thing?
That's a good question. I haven't looked at it like that. That's a good question. But they do a good job of taking the ball away, and we do a good job protecting it most games. So, that again, that's another one of those stats that's really strength on strength.
Smitty had told us last week about your decision to stay here. You had some opportunities. Can you tell us in your own words why it was you decided to do that?
Well, it just plain and simple. I mean, I got a great job here. I love working with the guys I work with, from, you know, Mr. Blank down through Thomas, Smitty, the offensive coaches and the players. And you know, we're in a you don't get very many chances in your coaching career to be with a team that has a chance to go all the way, and we have that opportunity here, and I'm just excited to be part of it.
Are you guys trying to keep a routine going this week? I mean, I know it's the playoffs, the pressure, everything, but I mean, just kind of keep that routine from the regular season going to keep that pressure off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if we're keeping the pressure off, but we're trying to keep in our same routine, our same preparation, and you know, you've done it for 16 weeks. The players are used to it. We did have a couple extra days last week, which was a bye for us, so we got some extra work in. But you know, with very few exceptions, the players will come in tomorrow on a normal Wednesday, and it'll be business as usual.
I haven't looked at the dates to see if they match up, but when you were in the Pac-10, was Coach Carroll?
He was.
Yeah. So how does that?
I don't have a good record against him.
But you know, so do you feel like you have a familiarity with what he does?
I don't know how involved Pete is in the defense. I mean, there's some things there, but this is a whole different level. I mean, we're talking the NFL playoffs versus USC versus Arizona State. So this is a different, you know, we got 16 of their games on tape to see what they're doing, and they have 16 of ours. So that's plenty to study.
Has Irvin added some moves? He was just a speed guy at West Virginia. I'm sure they've been working.
Oh, no, they've been. I mean, the guy's got 8 sacks, and he came in and did a good job. I think Clemens got hurt on, like, the 30th play of the Washington game, and Irvin came in and finished it out and played every, you know, played in rundowns as well as pass downs. Heck, he's a good football player. I mean, he wasn't drafted in the first round for no reason. He definitely is not just a pure speed guy. He's got some other things he can do as well.
Who are they bringing in on pass rushing situations, maybe on the other side once Clemens went in?
Scruggs is a guy that comes in. They got a couple other guys that I'd have to look at my depth chart to see, but they have a dime package, and they'll roll some guys in. They do a good job of keeping their D linemen fresh. Obviously, losing Clemens is going to affect that. He's a big part of it. They lost Clemens, and then a few weeks ago they lost Jason Jones, who was also playing well for him, who they brought as a free agent from the Titans. So, you know, their numbers are down a little bit in the D-line, but they're playing very hard.